Blog Talk Radio.
This show is scheduled to air at originally 10 o'clock this morning. Over the weekend, my schedule changed, so I changed the schedule to 12 p.m. Unfortunately, that didn't work out either, and I missed the time for the show. So here it is, 3:30 in the afternoon, Mountain Daylight Time. And Deja Brew is live on the air, because I was talking to a sweet young lady, and I wanted to converse with her about the cybernetic children, and Channel was ready to converse as well. But unfortunately, we missed the moment, so hopefully the dear lady will meet us next week at our regularly scheduled program at 10 in the morning. My name is Patricia, and welcome to the Lyra Atlantis Pleiades Connection. Deja Brew. A little Deja Brew goes a long, long way. So I'm already connected to Channel. If you want to take a deep breath real quick, go ahead. Just breathe in and breathe out. Settle yourself. Breathing in and breathing out. I was talking to Channel about what was going on. Why did this happen? Why, you know, what was the disruption? Why did it even disrupt over the weekend? And this is what they have to say. Blessings, Star Flames. As we told our host last week, there was a disruption in the timeline. We're going to say this because it's truth. The Anunnaki disrupted the timeline. They disrupted the timeline, so severe timeline, and put them in a different timeline, and it happened overnight while they were sleeping. We abruptly woke our host when we realized what was happening, and she told us what happened. And immediately, we went to rectify the timeline for her. As the majority of timelines for you, all of you who have been involved and had your timelines disrupted from that, didn't get them fixed. They've been eliminated and you received a new one. So whatever trajectory you were on, that was your new, that started for 10-10 and 11-11, has been changed. Not drastically, but somewhat. And because of that disruption of the timeline, a lot of shakeups have happened this weekend. And there have been some jolts. There's been some jarring. Things aren't going right. This is what happens when the people on the planet raise consciousness for the betterment of all. There is always a species, an intergalactic species, that says, nope, 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 can't have that. Got to do it our way. Nope, we don't like that. Nope, nope, can't have that. Nope, Earthlings can't be like that. Earthling, no, no, well, we designed them to be a slave race. No, they're not allowed to do that. No, they're not allowed to break free. But, oh, wait, they have free will. We'll just take that from them. Fortunately, there are star races such as us who are looking out for the sentient beings on Earth and doing the best we can to help in the way that we know how. Said our host still suffered a break in the timeline, as you noticed today. But here we are live, and we are well. So what can you, the listeners of Stargate Earth, have in store this week? This week is going to be a bumpy ride for the majority of people. This is a time where family gatherings are taking place. And some families are good and loving and wholesome, and other families, not so much. Those are the families that have a lot of strife for those who have that, there will be some cosmic interference that will help straighten some of that out. If it can't be straightened out, you're going to be shown how to let go and release. That's right. Family members also let go to be released. And because the timeline was disrupted last week and filtered into this week, there's still going to be a lot of hitting and missing. So just take deep breaths. We'll ride this wave out. It shall pass. You're just jumping an old ship into another ship, into another new ship. That's what you're doing. And it's a series of jumps. And you're going to like where you get to. You're going to like where you go. You really are. Just have the patience, perseverance to pull through this week. So just take deep breaths, relax. This isn't going to go away. You do have to face your families, your karma, your situations. And it's best if you do so head on and in truth and in love and the best that you can. We are open to callers. We do like it when you call. We love it. We are thrilled when we get callers. Often we get to talk to the Earth species. We admire you. You have been our DNA and our hybrid children, our star seeds, our indigos, our rainbows, our diamond children. You have been in our DNA line as the moment we entered the atmosphere of Earth. And we sit here and we watch Earth and we watch over you and we do what we can to help. We are not allowed to interfere in your free will. We are allowed to intervene when necessary for the highest good of all. And with that said, remember, we are here. You are loved and you are appreciated. And we enjoy watching you. And we love watching how you have grown in consciousness, in spirit, and in human evolution. For those of you who feel you are alone, you're tired, and you want to go home, we are here. We hear your call. We send you our love. We want you home. For the time being, you must stay here to work out what you needed to work out. And once you completed your mission on Earth, you have the free will to return home. No longer do you get sent into the light and having to stay with the day. You now have free will to say, no, I don't want to go into that light. I don't want to reincarnate on this earth plane anymore. I'm going home. I'm taking all my loved ones that I can take back, and I'm going home. Many of you will take your animals. But we'll tell you right now, if you have canines, they cannot go to Lyra. Your felines can go to Lyra. Canines cannot. We are deeply saddened by this, but this is our law. Same goes for rodents and insects and reptiles. Many of you have children or ancestors that have Lyrian DNA. You may, when you hit the door, ask for them to meet you at the door and ask them if they would like to go home with you. And they have to release them. This is not only for Lyra or Pleiades, Atlantis. This is for all intergalactic galaxies. Sirius. People from Sirius can go home to Sirius. The Etains can go home to Etain. All of you Andromedians can go home to Andromeda. All of you can go back to your original homes. When you're done with this incarnation on Earth, and this time, you may go. Because there are new souls that will be coming in after you are gone. And these new souls will be the souls that will be reincarnating on the Earth plane for several eons, millennia. They will be taking this earth into the new. Those of you who are here now have done your work, and it is time for you to go home. And all your brethren on all your home planets will welcome you with love and open arms. Thank you, Starflames, for being here this week and tolerating the disruptions and the delay. We are glad you are listening to this at your own time, and we will see you next week. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio listeners. We will be back next Monday at our regularly scheduled time at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And don't forget, on 12/12, we have a Stargate initialization, and 12/21, we have division. Thank you for listening, and until next week, blessed be.